Hello, everyone, and welcome to the UAW Local 250 podcast. Today we have Don Moan, and we're going to ask him a few questions about what's going on with the negotiations, what's going on with performance pay, arbitration, and other things. So we'd like to welcome Don Moan.
Outstanding. Thanks, Ty. Maybe we can get this music thing figured out in the podcasting.
Yeah,
this is rookies.
It's a learning process here.
All right, let's see how this thing works out. Everybody's turning their radios down or phones down or up to it's too loud, so
yeah, we'll find a happy medium there.
Rock and roll. All right. So welcome everyone again to the newest podcast. So today is February 3rd, 2020. Wanted to talk to you, give you some updates of what we recently came up with. So,
okay.
I don't know, Ty, if you wanted to, got a couple things I know you wanted to touch on. So we'll try to do this one, a little interaction.
Okay. Yeah, let's start with performance pay.
Okay.
You know, what's the payout and, you know, the time frame of it? And
okay, sure. Good question. Yep. Performance pay is paid out this year. It's 6.52%. I know that Aerospace and Wheels, they both had town halls to explain the metrics and the reason for our payouts. They did communicate that they would be paying them out allegedly on February 20th. So typically in the past, they've paid that out the last week of January, but I think they explained at the town hall as well as to the bargaining committee that the reason they couldn't was because of the split, and they had migration of the payroll systems and their computers, and the only thing they could pay out was regular payroll, and they couldn't do the bonus in January. So allegedly, they're going to be paying this out February 20th, and I have to say allegedly because that's always subject to change. But again, the language on that, unfortunately, says that it will be paid out as soon as practical. So, again, as a practice, it's typically been the end of January, but in this case, they told us that in advance that it wouldn't be paid out till February 20th. And I use the alleged because you never know.
Okay, great. And how about the attendance bonus? Is that coming anytime soon?
So yeah, I don't have a whole lot of info on that being the 3rd of February, but there is a list. Obviously, February 1st attendance starts over, so the list that I have was able to decipher, there's 136 members that are going to be paid the attendance bonus. Now that does say in the language that it will be paid out in February. So well, one of the requests that the bargaining committee did ask the company was, please do not pay that attendance bonus out the same payroll date as our performance pay. But you'll be surprised by me telling you that we haven't received an answer on that one yet from the company. They haven't given us any kind of response. So
surprise.
So, but yeah, they're still working on that, and they have to find, you know, there might be people that are supposed to get it, and they might have to fix their points that, you know, whether FMLA or those kind of issues. So it might take another week or so to get an actual number or a date.
Okay. Now, you mentioned the bargaining committee. I do believe recently they were in arbitration.
We were, yes. We just finished 2 days of arbitration hearings. We had a total of 3 cases that were presented to the arbitrator. On January 16th and 17th, one was actually given a settlement offer right before, kind of when we walked into that, but apparently it's been rescinded after returning from arbitration, so we are supposed to be going back the first week of March and really, really hear that case again. So that's where we're at on that, but we did 2 out of the 3 we heard. The 3 we kind of had opening statements, and then it was stalled, and numbers were thrown back and forth. But apparently they haven't come to an agreement yet, so we need to go back to arbitration on that one.
Okay, and what about the grievance procedure? Any updates other than third step?
Well, no, the third step we just did have actually last week. We finished up third step grievance hearings on Wednesday and Thursday, is the 29th and 30th. We did present 27 cases to the company, and we always anticipate favorable resolutions from those hearings, but until you get the answers back in writing, really can't tell how those will turn up. But we did have 27 cases that we presented.
Okay, and here's the biggie here. Has the union and the company met at all regarding negotiations?
Actually, we did technically have one meeting last Monday on the 27th of January. The bargaining committee, along with our international rep, met with the company representatives at our union hall, Doyle Hall, which included two of the company's presidents. They had one from the aerospace side, the AES business, and the other from Wheels, which is typical. Before going to negotiations, they sit with the bargaining committee and give you a PowerPoint presentation of the past, present, and future business, where we line up globally, our competitors, our customers. They talk a little bit on the shareholders, things of that nature. So they give us more of a business update before we go into kind of the initial kickoff, if you will, of negotiations. So this is not an uncommon thing. And at the end of that meeting, you know, a company kind of asked, you know, is there anything we want to add? And, you know, the union did stress the fact that the success of the plant in Cleveland is the direct correlation of our members' hard work and the willingness of the union leadership to work through issues and roadblocks. We have examples of how the past we were told in negotiations that the company would say the tail doesn't wag the dog. Meaning that, you know, other locations, they have more members under the master plan, the steelworkers plan, and we need to fall in line. And that was kind of the meat and potatoes that they would typically give us. So then we went on to say that, you know, we're now the model plant for the company. We're making record revenue and have led the business for the past few years in revenue from our plant. The business is splitting again, and we are at the top. We are no longer the tail. We're the head of the dog, and we expect that the fact to be recognized through these bargaining sessions that we just want a fair and equitable contract. So so with that, as of this past Thursday, on January 30th, we have confirmation the contract negotiations will start on February 17th in Dublin, Ohio. And bargain all the way through Friday the 28th, our expiration time and date of 11:59 p.m. We do have a union meeting on February 16th. And right after that meeting, the committee will be heading down to Columbus for the following 2 weeks. So with that, we'd really like to thank the membership once again for showing the bargaining committee support. With the overwhelming 97% strike authorization. And that's, you know, that's our exclusive bargaining chip. So we, again, really appreciate the membership supporting us. And thanks again. So just wanted to make sure that was reiterated.
Okay. And for those who don't know who's on the bargaining committee, can you tell us who's going to be at the table negotiating for us?
Sure. I could tell you both. Actually, that's one of the big questions that people have been asking on the floor is, you know, who's going to be the players at the table, at the bargaining table. So for the company, their lead negotiator, if you will, her name is Pam Witten, along with the HR manager, Tom Holbert, Ross Seibert, Mike Dugan, Tim Doyle, and Joe Butler. And then for the union, it's our international rep, Pat Spade. He's our lead negotiator, along with the bargaining committee. So there's myself, James Gappy Burney, Dan Leatherman, Mark Moan, Donna Gibson, and John Cordeleski. So just like to tell you all out there, stay tuned for further updates from CBUS once we get down there. with occasional updates from negotiations. So one thing I wanted to make worth noting is that we are working on a Facebook page. So we're not sure the timing, but we will communicate when it does become live. It will be informational and non-commentary exclusively. So I wanted to let you know that. And then so that leaves us with, we will have three different means of communications that we're going to be using throughout the negotiations. So we have our stewards, our numerous stewards and officers that will be in the plant during negotiations. So we will be having by mouth, word of mouth, if you will, through the stewards, we'll be having information to put in the plant. We will obviously have the podcast, and then assuming this Facebook page gets up and going, that'll be the third option. So those are the three means of communication that we'll be having through the plant. So, Ty, you'll be on call, obviously, back here working, and, you know, we'll make those phone calls and do these things by our remote access that we are able to do on this, which is kind of cool. And
Don, I wanted to add, too, the website would also be updated.
Correct.
With some updates, communication from the negotiations.
Sure. It's a lot easier to do the podcast, not sitting down and writing it all out and do it at all.
Right.
You know, this is just one of those, one less thing we can do in negotiation. But, yeah, if we can get a flyer out, obviously, you know, whatever we come back with, proposals, those types of things. So we may utilize those types, you know.
And that's where you'll find the podcast, so on the website.
Sure. Yep. Right. And, so just, again, everyone, just keep the faith. You know, one thing to remember that your entire bargaining committee all have experience in contract negotiations. There's not one person on the committee that has not been to the table for contract negotiations. Definitely into our favor. And just, again, we do have our last union meeting prior to leaving town on Sunday, February 16th. And that will be at 10:30 a.m. at Doyle Hall. So hopefully we see you there before we leave town, and appreciate everyone listening. Stay safe, and we'll talk to you soon.
All right, everyone. Have a great day.